Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. It's day 10. And since it's day 10 of a 30-day challenge, you are at the one-third mark. And this is the part where it gets really hard. This is the place where your native enthusiasm and initial idea has run smack into the wall of too many words. There are a few things you need to know about this point in the process. First of all, it's not just you, and it's not because you're new. This is the hump that almost every professional novelist I have ever known hits, and continues to hit even 30 or 40 years into their career. It's just something you expect. The point where enthusiasm gives way to something that feels like real work for a little while. And it can be a bit of a slog until you hit the next ice-smooth, clear-sailing patch of water. This is the part where your book starts to get complicated, where your hero's adventures start to take those really serious turns for the weird, or worse. This is the part where you have to start throwing those really, really nasty turns at your character and beating them up, and we're going to have a whole episode on torturing your character a little later in the series. But for most writers, this, more than any other part of the process, is where they spend all that time looking at the screen going, what the hell happens next? Well, there's actually a pretty good fail-safe for if you get stuck on this for more than a little while. Seriously, if you wind up staring at your screen for more than 20 minutes, it's time to pull out this trick, because this trick will get you out of so many sticky spots through the writing of your story. Now, you have to tailor it for your genre, because the way it was originally formulated, it was formulated for detective and adventure stories, but here you go. Raymond Chandler, author of The Big Sleep, The Long Goodbye, all the Philip Marlowe mysteries, and loads of other stuff, used to say that the way that you beat writer's block is that big guys come through the door with guns. By the time you figure out who they are and why they're there and what they want, the story has got moving again on its own. This point in the story, as you're sitting there looking at that screen, this is the time when you need to start throwing things at your character, when the external world needs to start having a vote in the way your character's journey unfolds. Your character lives in a world that's bigger than he is. There's some things he's not going to be expecting that you can throw at him and completely throw him off his stride. And as he gets back on his feet, you will have discovered the next leg of your story. So remember Chandler's rule, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.